Blog Talk Radio. Amen. It is a blessing to be here on this Sunday morning. Amen. September 26th. Amen. Let us give God some praise for what he has done for us. Amen. He did not have to do it. Amen. But he did it. Amen. So, and because he did it, amen, I am forever grateful. Amen. I am back in the house. Last week, I got locked out the system somehow. Amen. But I am here. Amen. And I'm giving God the praise for everything that he has done just for me alone. And I know if he did it for me, he did it for you as well. So good morning to you. I am Pastor D. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial Worship Experience. Amen. Come on in. The water is just fine over here. Amen. We're going to get started. Minister Tremaine, will you please bless us? Amen. With a song.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. He is so worthy, he is so worthy, he is so worthy. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him, Jesus, blessed Savior. Oh, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him, Jesus, blessed Savior. Oh, he's worthy to be praised. Come on. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the saints. He's worthy. Jesus is worthy. Oh, he's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Thank you, Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, oh, he's worthy to be praised. God is our rock, hope of salvation. Oh, a strong deliverer. Thank you, God. Oh, in him will I always trust. Oh, praise him. Oh, I praise you. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior. Jesus, blessed Savior, oh, he's worthy to be praised. Oh, he's worthy to be praised. Oh, he's worthy to be praised. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. You're so worthy,
Amen.
Father.
Amen. Yes, yes,
thank
yes.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know about y'all, but I can feel the Holy Spirit already coming in. All right? Amen?
Amen. Bless it, bless it.
Amen.
But I'm only here to proclaim to those who are listening, to what we believe and what we cling to, because we know this, not only because it was indoctrinated in us, but this is what is our blessed hope. This is what we put our faith into. I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried, but on the third day he arose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and then he sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the best part, life everlasting. Life everlasting. Hallelujah. Amen.
Invocation. Our help is in the name of the Lord, without whom our assembly is in vain. Come, thou who has been our help in age past, and bless us with thy presence. Flow in our hearts and between us one and all, that through you we will be linked one with another through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Good morning. The New Testament scripture this week is John chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once, the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day, this is the word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen, amen. Bless you all for all that you do. Amen. Just two quick announcements. The first, I want to commend this ministerial staff on doing such a wonderful job, amen. As I was, again, kicked out of the system last week, amen, these ministers came in and they took over, and they continue to usher in the Spirit of God, and for that, I am extremely grateful to you all. Thank you for blessing the church. Thank you for receiving and accepting your call, and thank you for being so obedient. Amen. Second announcement, amen. We will be having our Bible study this Wednesday on our conference call line. Our Bible study starts at 7 p.m. Amen. Come and join us, amen, for a Bible study. It is always a wonderful time. Amen. We dive deep, deep, deep into the word. Amen. We are a Bible-believing, Bible-studying church. Amen. So if you want to learn more about the word, now is your chance to come and join us. Amen. If you are a listener outside of Fuse Memorial, please contact me and I will give you the information so that you may be a part of our Bible study. Amen. Amen and amen. Are you happy to be in the house today, amen? Are you happy? Even if you are at home, if you are at work listening, if you are wherever you are you happy that God blessed you with life today, amen? If you are, I want to hear somebody give God some praise.
Amen.
Because it could be
thank
a whole lot different,
Lord,
amen. But the Lord decided to wake you up this morning.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
If you don't feel his Holy Spirit around you at all times, then there is a problem, and you need to run yourself. You need to run before the altar and lay yourself at his altar, amen. And his altar could be anywhere that you make it, amen. But I'm here to let somebody know right now that you should be experiencing the feeling and the movement of God within your life at all times.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you.
At all times. Amen. Thank you,
Lord.
At all
times.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for always having me covered.
Thank you, Lord.
Even when I don't deserve it, thank you for having me covered anyway.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
God, you are awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
You are an exceptional God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Reverend, will you please bless
us? Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, saints. As we kneel at the throne of grace and mercy, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne. Make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare. By thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Lord, we are here kneeling at the altar of prayer, leaving all our burdens and cares, thanking and praising you for all you've done and about to do, Lord. Father, we stretch our hand to thee, no other help we know, thanking you in advance for your grace and mercy. Oh, to be kept by you, Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. We thank you for being able to see, hear, touch, feel, and walk this morning. Provide a way for those who lack any of these, we pray. Lord, we are blessed because you are a forgiving God and an understanding God. You've done so much for us and still keep on blessing us. Also, our families and friends, we say thank you, Lord. Thanks for opening doors to bless and close doors that would be detrimental. Forgive us for our sins, known and unknown. Continue to keep us safe from all dangers and harm, seen and unseen. Let us start today with a new attitude and plenty of gratitude. Thank you, Lord. Bless each and every one at the sound of my voice. Bless our pastor as he gives us the word of God this morning, that someone might cry out, "What must I do to be saved?" Thank you for this HubNet radio station, Hakeem and Michelle. Bless our sick and shed in. Keep Minister Lisa Green family, the Miller and Lapsey family in prayer. Our bereaved, the mentally ill, the homeless, bless our children today, Lord. Bless this disease called COVID, this terrible virus. Bless our world and the leaders. Keep us from hurt, harm, or danger. Let no weapon form against us proper. And let surely goodness and mercy and favor follow us all, our families, our finances, our health. Lead and guide us, Lord, every day. For if you lead us, we cannot stray. Thank you, Father. Help us to be more like you. This is our prayer. To God be the glory for all he's doing and about to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amen and amen.
Glory
amen.
To your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, forever you are the same. We worship and adore you. We bow ourselves. before you, giving you the glory that is due your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, forever you are the same. We worship and adore you. We bow ourselves before you, giving you the glory that is due your name. We magnify your name, glorify your name, oh God. We magnify your name, glorify your name, oh God. We magnify your name, glorify your name, oh God. We magnify your name, glorify your name, oh God.
Amen. Amen. Pray with me. Eternal Father, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you. And I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture will come out of the gospel according to John chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well, and whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him laying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, do you want to be made well? The sick man answered, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me. Jesus said, rise, take up your bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made well, and he took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. May God continue to bless the reading of his holy word. For a subject today, the embodiment of hope. It is with great pleasure that I speak before you. This message is one that gave me all that I needed when I needed it. This particular scripture out of the gospel according to John offers the reader an insight on the person that is Jesus. This pool of Bethesda was a pool where those who were waiting to die would come and hope to be healed in the sight of others. While they believed that an angel would come down and bless the water, it was then that whoever got into the water would be healed. But can you imagine making your way down to the pool with all hope and every time that it's your time for a blessing, another one jumps in front of you? This, you know, when you think about it, when you are in a position, when you are waiting for a blessing, you find yourself waiting on God to move. You wait and you wait and you wait, and you have waited on your blessings for God so long that you find that while standing in your hope and faith that your legs have become paralyzed. You have stood so long that your hands are now useless. You have waited in your faith for your healing so long that your hope has become hopeless. Does that sound familiar to anybody? This story of faith paints a picture of a man who was both hopeful and hopeless all at the same time. This particular man who waited there 38 years was at the brink of his healing and yet felt the weight of his physical ailments. Psalm 39:7 states, "And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is all in you." Oh, but understand this, that This man was not only was not the only one waiting at the pool. You see, if you look at this scripture, it can be said that while all these people could have been healed, all of them placed their faith in the troubled waters instead of looking to the one who walked on troubled waters. Oh, y'all didn't hear that, did you? I say that all these people put their faith in this troubled water, that this angel who is sent by God to do the will of God that will come down and trouble these waters. All these people marveled and looked forward to the troubled waters instead of looking at the one who walked on troubled waters. I mean, and let somebody know right now that we know we have all types of miracle cures, fat burners and blood pressure pills and et cetera, but forget that we serve a God that can and will heal us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. It is a very dangerous thing for one who believes in the healing power of God to lose hope in his unwavering hand. The scripture reminds me out of Psalm 33:18. It says, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love." Well, speaking about his steadfast love, the embodiment of God's love, my Jesus walked up to this pool. No one knows why Jesus chose this man. Maybe it was his hope in his healing, and maybe he yelled out in his desperation. Maybe it was his undying endurance. While Jesus asked him the most important question of his life, "Do you want to be made whole?" While he spent 38 years seeking healing, it wasn't that this time it was his turn into a worldly side. What I'm saying is that his faith went from spiritual to worldly, amen. At this moment of this question, he forgot who he was and he forgot who he served. He sat there and made an excuse saying, "I want to be made whole. I want to be healed. But every time that I go down there to receive my healing, every time that I go down there to receive my healing, someone else steps in front of me." In other words, his supernatural healing became a dimly lit light in the face of the holy. He did not know who he was talking to. Amen. But
preach.
His thought of
woe is me, penetrated his heart. Too many times we are just like this man. We allow our hurt and our pain and our own selfish desires to miss what Jesus is saying to us. The Spirit of God is always talking. We just don't listen. Or maybe it's just that we expect that microwave healing. We expect for God to move when we ask him to move instead of waiting in our faith. Even if it takes all of our lives, it is our responsibility to wait on the Lord. First Thessalonians 1 chapter 3 states, remembering before our God and our Father your work of faith and labor of love, and that steadfastness of hope is in our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus didn't tell him to stay there and to wait for your healing. He didn't even say to him, peace be stilled. He didn't offer him some other type of solution. He simply said, rise up, take your bed and walk. Thank you, Brother Michael, for making it clear for me. It says, but as for me, I will look to the Lord at all times. I will wait for God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Jesus is the voice of the voiceless. He is the hope to the hopeless. And when all else fails, he will come in and trouble the waters of your life to prove to you just how mighty he is, just how powerful his Father is, and how much he loves us. No matter what is said, no matter what is done, it is the power, by the power of God, that we are healed. You see, I don't know about you, but I have been in the need of a healing at one point in my life, but I urge you to pray, amen. As your shepherd, I won't stir you wrong or put you in the wrong path, but if you pray your way to your healing, you will find that God will add more to the mix than what you asked for. Ooh. What I'm saying is, when you pray in your faith and you know that your body and your spirit may need to be healed, it's time that you stand boldly before the Lord. Even if your legs give up, if your arms get paralyzed, if your legs don't move, whatever happens, so long as you have your tongue, you have the gift of life, you praise your way to your healing, you open up that door, because the embodiment of our hope is waiting for you at that pool, and he's waiting to tell you to rise up and to walk, to take your bed.
Thank you.
And though this man stood up and walked for the first time in years, he soon learned that it was only by the power of God and the work of Jesus the Christ that he was made the poster child to the miracle of healing. If you are in the need of a healing, I challenge you to keep your faith. Hold on to the hope and stand firm even if your knees begin to buckle. For there is a man that is coming. And when he returns, he will come with all power in his hands. His name is that great Emmanuel, mighty, wonderful counselor, a great physician. Some call him Yahshua. Others call him Esau, while the Latin name is Jesus. But I call him Jesus. I call him my father. I call him my friend. I call him my best friend. He's my comfort. He's my lily. He's my rose. He's my everything. Yeah. Because let me tell you what Jesus did for me. I remember when I was laying at that pool and I was knee deep in my sins. My sins covered me so much that I found myself not able to be moved, not able to move on my own power. Matter of fact, I did not want nobody to move because I wanted to feel sorry for myself. But I'm here to let somebody know. He said, we do not thrive in our pettiness. We do not thrive in our sorrowfulness. We thrive because we do the work of the Lord. And I'm here to let you know, rise, my son, because there's a great work for you to do. You see, the enemy is trying to rob us of our authenticness, or either the enemy is trying to rob us of our authority. The enemy is trying to rob us of our anointing. But if you allow the enemy to stop you from moving forward, if you allow the enemy to stop you from receiving your healing, if you allow the enemy to stop you from pushing forward, then you are just what the enemy is. You are just going to lay there and exist until God decides to take you. But why not do the work that God has called you to do? You don't have to worry about nothing that goes on around you, but focus on God. Focus on his healing and focus on his deliverance and let him do the great work that he has started within you.
Yes. Ooh. Hallelujah.
Telling you. Jesus, throughout all that he did for me, the greatest thing that he did was save my soul.
Yes.
He told me to get up. Get out that bed and walk. The day that I fully accepted him as my Lord and Savior, the day that I fully accepted him into my life, the day that I fully said, I am yours, Jesus, was September 15th, 2004. And as I laid in that bed on my back, not knowing what my future was going to be, I was at the pool of Bethesda. With all the other people around me sick, I was the only one not sick. I just couldn't move. And I said, Lord, if you would be so kind, if you would find mercy with this old weary soul, if you are who my mama said you are, show up right now and bless me. For I accept you as my Savior. And the Holy Spirit whispered in my ear, you have already been saved from this current situation because you have just submitted yourself. Rise up and walk. We all, at some point of our life, have been at the pool of Bethesda. But I leave you with this scripture. Colossians 1:27 states, to them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of all glory. May God bless you. May God keep you. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Wow. Amen. The door of the church is open. And that door, the salvation, his name is Jesus the Christ. If there's someone listening right now who's wondering and been sitting there in reference in their own pool of Bethesda, waiting and expecting God to be able to move you and to be able to heal you within your suffering. Jesus proposed the question to this man. Did he want to be made well? He's asking you that question today. Do you want to be made well? Do you want to know what an abundant life looks like, what it feels like to have a total transformation through Christ? And if that's you, my brother or my sister, then I invite you to accept the one, the great physician, who will take residence up in your heart and transform every aspect of your life. And that man is Jesus Christ. So pray this prayer with me. Repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I love you. I looked to you because I'm expecting a healing. Lord, I believe that you lived. I believe that you did die. But I also believe that through the power of God, that you were resurrected and came back to life from the dead. And you rose not only for me, but for the rest of humanity. And I thank you for that. I ask that you forgive me of my sins and that you would be able to accept me as your child. Now, Lord, live in me, work in me, transform me. Do whatever you have to do for a blessing to impact me and those who surround me. Let me be a light to those who walk in darkness. I thank you for saving me. I love you. And I will do my best. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now you are saved in the warm embrace of Jesus. And if you were to die hypothetically the next day, you would have eternal access to heaven. Nothing can take that away from you. So I encourage you to find a Bible-based church. I encourage you to pray with them, offer your financial blessings unto them, and I ask that you would be able to walk with them and watch how God is going to be able to transform your life from where you once were. Jesus said to take up your bed and walk. But we're asking you to walk and walk in his authority. Authority. Because you have the power to change people's lives just as Jesus did. God bless you. And may God keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below.
Amen. 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 It's a true blessing, amen, to be in the midst of the Holy of Holies. Know that Jesus is with you at all times. If he's speaking to you, listen. Again, I would like to thank you to this HubNet Online Network. It gives us the ability to broadcast our church service. It is a true blessing, and we thank you, and we give our honor to Sister Michelle, who makes all things possible, and Brother Akim, who is the bloodline. We give our honor and praise to you both, and to the HubNet Online family. May God bless you all for the benediction. And may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church together says amen, amen, and amen. We are signing off. Blessed day. And tell somebody that you love them.
From whence